Plant. And yeah. On my street, yeah. On Sycamore Street.
Yeah. And I'm back at the Murray Powell School. That'll be over on Upper Railroad Street with Upper Railroad. I'm going to get them back.
And that's where the pump house, the water
I
came from.
Pump here to take care of the town.
Until they came in and put water lines and ran the water from Charlie. All right, now what about the lights? Just what was lights at when you know? Just downtown in the city buildings when you got to know where lights was, or did people have in the house?
I had lamps myself.
Huh?
I used lamps.
Do you know where the first house or first buildings you seen lights in when you were growing up as a little girl?
We used lamps.
You ever heard of Abbott Albright?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He worked for the Carolina Power Light.
What did Miss Meta Cooper's husband do?
He worked for the Rome. Rome crew. He worked for the water bill.
He did?
Yeah, he died.
You ever, what about Ed Jones?
I don't know, buddy.
Did he work for the telephone company, light?
No, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, you know he worked for the city.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Uh-huh. What else took changes in places when you was a young boy that I need to know? That Oxford changed how Oxford was growing in.
Well, we weren't paying nothing much for water bill, about $1 a head. And there they charge you about $16, $17, $18. $1 a head water bill.
Who put the streets in Oxford? R.J. Lasseter?
R.J. Lasseter.
Where did he get the help?
My man Fred Perrin.
Where did they get the help from?
They brought up from down South Carolina, Georgia. John Asgill come in with him. You remember John?
Uh-huh.
He come in with him. John Asgill. Coming with Lasseter.
From where?
John Asgill. He come in with Lasseter from down south. John coming here on the top men. He was the top man. He was a farmer like.
John Asgill.
Yeah.
He's a black man.
Yeah.
He was one of the men to help lay that asphalt.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where did they start first? Uptown on Main Street was the first place they start?
I just remember where they started. Seems like the music started on Main Street. Didn't we start down there? Seems like the music started down on the Main Street. Like me to start down the hill and come up Main Street.
What?
Start here. Come up like to me.
Mm-hmm. Were there a well? Anybody ever tell you a well in the center of town where Planters Bank was? Did your father, any parents, your mother ever tell you there was a well in the center of town?
Well, Planters Bank.
Uh-huh.
In a place there where all the houses there in the center of the street.
Can you tell me a little bit about Alf Mangum, what kind of guy he was, what he put for this?
Guy. He run the barber shop down in the basement.
Uh-huh.
He didn't on white folks. He didn't on no black folks.
Uh-huh. Did he help blacks in at all?
Huh?
Was he any good for blacks? Did he help us in it?
I don't think so.
Okay, Dr. Tony, you knew him real good.
Yeah.
What type of guy was he?
I thought Dr. Tony was all right.
What about Dr. Anderson?
Dr. Anderson, he's my friend. He's my close friend.
Okay. If you have to pick up one or two people in Oxford back when you was growing up, who did you think contribute more and did more or tried to work for Oxford to make it better and do for Oxford? Who would you think did a good job?
What you mean, right now?
Yeah, trying to help Oxford grow and work with black people and help people. What professional, doctor, or lawyer, whoever, who do you think was the best?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
What did Ed Little John do? What did his family do, Little John family? What
he
kind of
done a good job, as far as I know. I ain't never hear nothing much out of him. Know too much about him.
What about Mr. Little John that ran the store? On Orange Street. What type of man was he?
Well, he's pretty good.
Uh-huh. What about the Coopers? Did Jam Cooper daddy run a store? Did Mr. Cooper run a store?
Yeah.
What about
I thought a lot of him.
Tell me about Mr. Cooper.
He's a pretty good man, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought a lot of Mr. Cooper jammed then. I think a lot of jam too right now.
Where did he work at? Where did Mr. Cooper work at?
I tell you, he used to be a America Bible Company man. He used to work with them some, but Mr. Cooper stopped and started down in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought a lot of him.
Did you ever know Chester that worked for Mr. Hancock?
Mr. Cooper, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you know any of his friends that worked around town for these people that was a good
Jason people? Ridley.
Jason Ridley?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He worked around at the last thing.
Uh-huh.
Called James Ridley. His real name, James Ridley.
James Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he live? Who was he?
He stayed up there at Lasters.
Uh-huh. Was he from Oxford?
Yeah.
Well, who was some of his family?
I never did know his people,
mm-hmm.
but I knew him.
Uh-huh.
I knew him and Cora Watson and all of them. But Cora Watson, she come from Henderson.
What about Mr. Lucillus Green? Was he a good man around here?
Yeah,
worked hard?
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
Huh?
Yeah, he's
Do
hard.
You know who he worked for when he was young?
No, everything I knew, he'd come to know him real good. He's in school, working at school.
Uh-huh. What else kind of work did you do? You worked for the...
Well, I worked everywhere.
The laundry. Did you meet a lot of people when you were working for the laundry?
Oh, yeah, I was top man.
And you was a painter, too?
Yeah, I used contract.
All around Oxford?
Yeah.
For white and black?
White and black.
Uh-huh. And Oxford was a good, halfway decent town to make a living
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I made it.
Uh-huh.
Wish I was able to do it now, I made it.
Mm-hmm. What about other blacks that had businesses? Dr. Anderson had rented houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had some houses, but I don't know where they went to.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one house down there next to Burt.
Mm-hmm.
He had that old big house there. And he had three houses, four houses down there on McClellan Street. I just don't know what come of.
Did you ever hear of Fountain Branch? You ever heard of that?
I'm branch right down there where Fred Douglas
well,
down there.
Well, how did he get his name? You ever heard how he got his name?
They used to baptize there.
Who used to? What church used
the
to?
The United Holiness Church. Used to have a little holy church right up on the hill there.
What?
Right where that Hunter boy there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, used to have a little one-room church up there. Holy church. My wife's church.
Oh.
They used to baptize at Fountain Branch. You get them folks singing from now on down to the branch to baptize folks.
Uh-huh.
There used to be something going on then. My wife would like to see that now, wouldn't you?
No. It was on both. It was where did that branch get its name from?
I just thinking their name of that. That's because they go there, Fountain Branch, to be baptized.
Was it a building on there where a fountain was
no,
on there?
No, none but a branch.
None but a branch.
No houses down there then.
Was it a street in there?
Yeah, street, but one of them branch.
Well, no houses.
No houses there.
Just right there where Dean Hunter lived.
Yeah.
That's where the church
yeah.
was. A little one-room church.
One-room church.
Where is that church at now?
The church. You know, my wife's still going to the big church. It built the church.
Uh-huh.
Big holy church.
It built the big holy church.
Oh, and so that's where the church was.
Yeah. Well, man, Peter Gregory, he passed.
Well, Mr. Dan Willis, them,
No, he wasn't with him then. He went with him then. Old man Peter Gregory, Ed Gregory's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a pastor. Old man Nancy Gregory and all of them.
Mm-hmm. Did Oxford ever have a band? Blacks have a band?
Yeah, a band. Teton Gregory and all of them.
Who?
Teton Gregory. Charlie Gregory and all of
them. Well, don't you tell me your head hurting.
Well, who played the blow? Who blew the horns? What did it play?
Ed Gregory? Teton Gregory? Charlie Gregory?
Mm-hmm.
And a good band.
They did?
Absolutely. And a good band. What's wrong with it?
Uh-huh.
Ward Gregory?
Uh-huh.
Well, just tear them drums all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How was Mr. Gregory family? Were they a good family for the community?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever know William Ridley's mama? She taught school. Did you know she was a school teacher?
No, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I knew him.
Did you know the Austin that lived up in Browntown? Did you ever know
yeah,
them when he was young?
Austin all of them. Ms. Austin taught me part-time.
Where?
in school. She used to be down in grade school.
She did. What did
used to be called working in and out.
She had a school up in New Light Church and in her house too.
Yeah.
Did you ever know where a school was on Raleigh Road or Peace Street over in that area? Was there ever any schools over in that area?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever know where Peace Town got its name from? Peace Town?
They got that one man, Lee Peace, didn't they? That's what I heard.
Lee Peace.
You know Lee Peace used to be president of the post office?
Uh-huh. He was what?
He used to be the president at the...
This afternoon, I'm visiting with Mrs. Boyd. I'm Eddie McCoy. I'm discussing with Ms. Boyd about black history. Today is August the 5th, 1981. Time is 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Ms. Boyd, how old were you when you first came to Oxford? Where did you first live?
14 Sycamore Street.
How, when you first...
You're talking about Oxford?
Yes. Right. You was 5 when you came to Oxford. You lived on Sycamore Street.
Right. 14 Sycamore Street.
14 Sycamore Street.
Right.
What school did you go to and describe that school?
Well, then it was Oxford Colored Graded School.
School located where Mr. Gregory's house is?
Right. I went to school in that house.
Okay. Did you ever hear talk of a school on Lewis Street, up on that hill, called a first grade school?
On Lewis Street?
Yes.
No.
You never heard of a school up there?
No.
The Hillary School.
Well, I have heard of Hilliard School, H-I-L-L-I-R-D. I think that's it. Hilliard School.
How you spell it?
I think it's H-I-L-L-I-A-R-D. Hilliard School.
Did you know that school was a white school? And they moved uptown somewhere. Did you know where they moved it to?
No.
Okay, where Mr. Patillo was a teacher and a principal in that school. Did you ever hear of that?
No, I never heard of him being a principal or teacher in Hilliard School, but he was a principal and a teacher in the school I attended.
Mrs. Payne's mother and Mrs. Anna Hester went to school over at Hillary School. It was called a first graded school.
I see. Well, I can't go back that far. I don't know.
Did you ever know why they call that branch Fountain Branch?
No.
No one ever told you that?
No.
Tell me something about your first and second grade in that house. Describe the house and what it is.
Well, it was pretty much like it is now. Now, I believe that was an annex to another part of a school.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And they had enough stairs to it, and we had to go up and down the steps. And we had a teacher to each grade, very good teachers, and Mr. Patillo was principal when I first started. He lived on Lewis Street, he and his family. But he was principal of that school.
Names? Some of your classmates that's around here now, could you remember one or two?
You don't mean first graders?
No,
just
someone that went to school with you in that building.
Oh, in that building.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. If I make no mistake, I believe William Baskerville went to school. Now, let me see if I can think of anybody else. My. Right offhand, I doubt if I can think of anyone else. You know who's alive? That's what you're interested
in. Yes. What year did you go to that school? Do you really? What year you was attending on school in that area?
Well, let me see. I guess they're from maybe 1911. I guess it's under 1911 or 1912 as a beginner. And then I went 7 years. We finished seventh grade there.
Oh, okay.
Had a nice commencement and what have you.
This drive across the street from the school, what was crossed there, the houses and the buildings and the playgrounds?
Like where the school is now?
Yes.
Oh, it was that was a big, big apartment house.
Uh-huh.
Old, but a two-story apartment house. And that was the first thing. That was there for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're nice people living there, but it was an apartment house. I think some lived upstairs, some downstairs, like that.
Did Mr. Oster Cazal ever live over there?
If he did, I can't recall.
Any of the Greens?
Yes, some Greens. Oh, yes. Big family of Greens.
Uh-huh. Do you know the name of any of them?
One was named Ruth, and one of the sons was named Billy.
Billy worked for who?
It was the Ed Smith and Undertaker. Now, wait a minute. Undertaker and... Right.
Was Billy a good shoe repairman?
Now, I don't remember that. I'm sure he was, because he worked with Mr. Smith a long time. I'm little, you know, I don't remember, but...
What else was on that side? Was Little Zion Church over there?
I believe it was.
Mrs. Boyd, did you ever hear talk of a lady named Mrs. Spencer? She was a nurse and came here to build a hospital across the street?
Right, in that old big house, that same big house.
Describe it. What did she do?
I don't know.
Did she remodel that house and tear it out, or did she build from the ground up?
I don't think she did much of each, either. Now, I tell you, see, being a teenager, now by then, most likely, I was in high school, you see. And you know how high school kids are, you see, they just aren't too interested in development of a neighborhood or thing like that. But I think it was clean and all like that, and I think she did fairly well.
But you heard of her?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, she had some kind of a hospital in that building.
What happened? Did you ever hear talk of what happened to Miss Spencer?
Mm-hmm.
She gets sick, she left here, or what?
I believe she left. Now, I'm not sure, because I wouldn't know if she'd walk in now. But I believe she left.
Could you tell me what happened to Lizzie Green that lived in that house across the street? Was she in your class?
No, she was an old woman.
What about Ruby? Was she in your class?
Ruby Green. Rulin, that's what they call her. No, they didn't go to school much. I guess she would have been if she had attended school. And Lizzie was much older. Mm-hmm. She was a daughter, but she and Billy were long together, grown.
Okay. You went to Mary Potter. Were the streets paved when you went to Mary Potter, or were they dirt?
What a question. I imagine they were dirt streets. I'm sure they were. Now, what streets you mean?
Over on McClenahan Street.
Oh, on McClenahan Street.
Yes, over there in front of Dr. Shaw's house.
I think they were paved. I believe they were paved. I'm almost certain they were paved.
What year did you get to Mary Potter? What year did you graduate from her part?
24. And at that time, you see, we had a class, let me see, 5 from 24 would leave 1919 with him.
You know Mr. Austin then, Henry Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he over there in your class?
He wasn't in my class. Henry went to Mary Potter, but like all other kids, uh-huh. You and all the rest of them, but no, he wasn't in my class. He was behind me.
Did you remember the Sunday morning the boys' dorm burned up?
Slightly.
Do you remember the dorm beside?
That burned?
Yes, beside Dr. Shaw's house.
Oh, yeah.
Did they ever tell you where they got the material at or how they built that building?
Mm-mm.
No one ever mentioned?
Not to me. I really wasn't interested.
Okay. Where did you go after you graduated from her father?
Well, I married the next year.
Did you stay in Oxford?
Yes, I did.
You made Oxford your home?
Right. And two children were born later. And then I went to North Carolina Central and did my college work.
Could you tell me who was the first black doctor in this city that you heard of?
Yeah, that I heard of. Now, I have to put it that way.
Okay.
Dr. Bull. B-O-O-H, I believe. Boer. I believe it's B-O-O-H-E-R. I believe. I forget his first name.
Would you think it's B-O-U-I-E?
No, no.
How you spell it?
I believe it was B-O-O-H-E-R. People spell proper names differently.
Okay. Did you remember his daughter and son?
Mm-hmm. But I couldn't call him. I mean, I couldn't give you that name.
Do you know where his office was or where he lived?
Uh-huh.
Where did he live?
He lived up there in the land now that belongs to Friendly Village.
That's where his office was, or that's
no,
where he lived?
That's where his house was.
Was his office where?
I think his office was further uptown.
Was his office where the Be of Good where Goodrich Good
I
years?
I guess it was something like that. I don't remember. Tell you the truth.
How long was he here?
I don't remember because he'd been here a long time before I came around. I don't even remember.
Who was the next doctor that you had heard of?
That came after Dr. Bull.
Uh-huh. Was it Dr. Ford? That married to Witt? Robert Witt mean anything to you? Mm-hmm. James Hunt married Miss Witt. James Hunt's wife was a Witt. And his wife's sister met Dr. Witt in New York.
Is that right? And they came here?
For a while.
Dr. Witt?
Dr. Ford.
Yeah, now that name rings a bell, but don't ask me any more about it.
Okay, what about Dr. Dillon?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about him.
He was my brother-in-law.
How did he get... Just
he
give
married,
me a little
he
bit...
He married my sister, and they live here a short while.
Why did... I need to know, this is very important from you, why did he and your sister leave Oxford because of Dr. Tony, I heard from someone else that he was living in Henderson, heard your brother-in-law were leaving town, and he thought he would do better in Oxford than he would in Henderson. Now, I want you to verify.
I guess you're both right. I guess you're
okay.
Just both right. He certainly did live in Henderson for a short while.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, because you have to verify this because I heard it, and you can verify that he did start in Henderson first before Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
And when your brother-in-law left town,
well, I wouldn't put it the next day after my brother-in-law.
Okay.
But he didn't come while my brother-in-law was here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little about Dr. Dillon?
Well, everybody said, you know, I think the members of a family ought to be very modest. Everybody said he was a good doctor.
Uh-huh. Where did they go?
When he left here... Now, let me get that thing straight.
Did he go to Alabama?
No, it looked like to me he went to Columbus. Wait a minute, let me think.
Florida?
Where did he go? I believe that was when he made his move to Columbus County.
Where is Columbus County? In North Carolina?
Yeah.
He went back home?
No, his home was Goldsboro.
Okay.
He stayed in Columbus County several years, then he moved back home, Goldsboro. And he had good practice. Everywhere he went, he had good practice.
Still living now?
No. He died in the 40s.
Okay. Let's go to dentists. Who was the first black dentist you ever heard in Oxford?
Now, the first one that I remember being here was a Dr. Burke.
Okay.
Billy Burke.
Uh-huh.
B-U-R-K-E. And he was just as nice as he could be.
Okay.
He lived down by where the service station is. Some Negroes on
didn't he live with Miss Owens? Would you bet on?
Well,
would you buy that?
Well, that was a house.
He lived with Miss Betty Owens.
Right. But you know, it's a filling station there now. You don't know either, but anyhow, I forgot who runs that filling station. Across from the bus station, bus stop.
Did you know why he left Oxford? Did he get married or did he have children?
Dr. Burke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was married when he came here. And he had a kid, after they came here.
Did you know his wife's name?
Let me see, what was her name? Miss Burke. I don't know, but they were the finest people to talk. But anyhow, she was from Dallas, Texas, and she just wanted to go back home. I think maybe Oxford was, you know, just a little small now, but they were lovely people. We hated so bad for them to leave. I believe both of them have passed now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have. He went to Dallas, Texas, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Hicks was the next one.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the druggist, the pharmacy that was here.
We had so many, I don't even remember the names.
Okay. What about Mr. Ransom?
Eugene, but he was nice, but Eugene, yeah, he ran a little drugstore and almost a...
Can you tell me about William? They call him Doc William. He was he ran a drugstore too. Yeah. Was he a doctor or was he a pharmacist?
Oh, he was a pharmacist.
They just called Doc. How do you know anything about him? No one can tell me.
No, I don't remember. But he was very good.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And all of them used the same place, up there where Beauty Parlor is now, on the corner there, under Dr. Tony, where Dr. Tony's office was.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know who owned any of those businesses down that street? Anyone ever tell you who, any blacks ever owned all of
them? Dr. Tony owned the whole thing.
Well, but before Dr. Tony, did you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Dr. Tony built those buildings himself from ground up.
No, he didn't. I tell you who, now that building where the beauty parlor's in, you know what I'm talking about, the beauty parlor?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. That was built by a group of men, which nowadays you would call like their professional gang.
Were they black?
Yes.
Do you know any of those guys that built that building? Could you
that helped them? My father, my adopted father was one, Reverend Henry Jenkins.
Henry?
Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. He was one, and this Dr. Dillard, which was son-in-law, I believe, and Alf Mangum, and I believe Dr. Shaw, Reverend Lee Johnson, I suppose, as far as I can go. There were several more.
This was the group of men that formed a corporation or organization to build that building.
Well, they were already organized, I think, but I think they wanted to do something, you know, maybe invest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you want to go what we call uptown in Oxford now and tell me a little about the blacks that had businesses up there? Did you know Mr.
Ed Smith had his undertaking establishment and his shoe business. That was uptown. That was in there near Jones's drugstore.
Okay, what else?
And let me see, across the street, I would say over Penny Furniture Company, somewhere along in there, upstairs. Robert Shepherd had his funeral home. The dentist, Dr. Berg, and Dr. Hicks had their offices upstairs there. And looked like to me somebody else. But anyway, those.
Dr. Burt was up there?
Oh, yes.
And who else?
He was up there first. Then when he left, Dr. Hicks took his office. Upstairs there.
And Dr. Hicks?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. And who else?
I named three.
Shepherd Fairham.
Right. And Dr. Hicks and Dr. Burt. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Hicks had that dentist office up there.
Okay. They was on that side of the street.
Right.
Okay, what
close
else?
Close together upstairs. And then don't forget Mr. William Ridley had a barbershop down Wall Street. Do you call it Wall Street now?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I think they still, I believe a boy still owns some property. I'm not too sure.
You want to tell me about the jewelry store Mr. Ed Cannon owned? Did you remember that? Or was that one? Was there a jewelry store?
Now, I don't remember no jewelry store, but looked like he did repair jewelry, watches.
Okay.
Was that his name, Ed Cannon?
Might have been Tom or William.
I don't know. You find out what his first name was, but he repaired jewelry.
Did anyone ever have a first name? Did the Cannons have a newspaper? You ever heard of that?
No.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you a little bit more about that side of the street.
Okay.
I'm over on I'm over on Jones' side now.
Okay.
There was a group of Negroes who had shares. What did I want to say?
Star?
Who owned in that building, in there somewhere. My father was one.
Name him?
My father, Reverend Lee Johnson.
Okay.
Dr. and Mrs. Shaw.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of somebody else. I know about them. And just put et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I can't think of any more right offhand.
But your father and Dr. Shaw?
Dr. and Miss Shaw had her own separate
What chair. About her?
And did I call Reverend Lee Johnson?
No.
Reverend Lee Johnson. All right, now what you say, what about what?
What about Mr. Mangle? Was he into that group?
No,
he won't in that
one? No, he wasn't in that.
Okay, you got Lee Johnson, Dr. Shaw, Reverend...
Dr. and Ms. Shaw, and Reverend Henry Jenkins.
Okay.
I know there were several more. Oh, yeah, Mrs. B.H. Rogers. She lived down Raleigh Road.
Who?
Mrs. B.H. Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Uh-huh.
I believe those are about all of us. Some of them, but I'd like to meet those but all I can think of. They had stopped that building.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I think I'll think about somebody else who had more businesses up there. Well, I can't right now. Go ahead.
Okay, what about, did you ever hear talk of a black lawyer in Granville County? Was there ever a black lawyer back then?
Looks like I can't recall. Do you have a name for him?
I heard that Tom Canada was a lawyer at Oxford or Durham.
Well,
I don't know.
That was before my day. I didn't know him.
Okay. Where, did you ever hear talk of boarding house in Oxford? Did you ever talk of a Cooper lady or someone running a boarding house?
Nita Cooper.
Nita Cooper. Mm-hmm. Tell me about her.
Well, that was on Penn Avenue. Uh-huh. She had a prosperous business.
She did?
Yeah.
Did you know anything about her husband? Mr. Cooper? Was he a linesman?
Yeah.
For a telephone company? A light company?
I believe it was a light company. I'm not sure. Might have been telephone. I don't remember which.
Uh-huh.
He was a good one.
Did he come from Burlington?
He came from out of town. I don't know where, but he came from out of town.
Do you know anything about Miss Meter Cooper, where she went to church here, or what type of lady she was?
I believe she was Presbyterian. I'm satisfied she's Presbyterian.
She was. What type of lady by running a boarding house did she?
Was she
fair to her people?
She worked with them? Yeah, she was fine.
Mm-hmm. What about...
Just as smart as she could be.
What about Mr. Cooper?
Well, of course he was a fine person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he stuck more or less, to his trade. Well, that was a job then, almost 24 hours a day. If anything went bad, I believe they were electric people.
Electric people?
Looks like they mean it well. I don't know. But it's a lines when you won't get it wrong.
Uh-huh. Did he have a guy to work with him?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Mr. Albright.
Okay. Did Mr. Albright and Mr. Cooper come here together? From Hillsboro?
I don't remember.
Okay.
They came from out of town.
Wasn't Albright an electrician here in this city?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I guess that's what they were doing, both of them.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any repairs, any houses he...
No, because it looked like to me, as well as I can recall, I was a little girl. Looked like to me, whenever I see them, they were just climbing poles,
Did Mr. Albright marry a lady from this town?
I don't know, but leave that alone.
What about Miss Hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I don't know about that. I better leave that alone.
You don't know anything about that?
I knew her. But as far as their marital relationship is concerned, I better leave that alone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be right back. Go ahead and ask me a question.
Miss Boyd, tell me the restaurant that you ever heard of in Oxford that people ate at or known about, or where did the whites eat when they went downtown, or where did the blacks, was it two different restaurants, or was it one restaurant?
Well, there was one uptown on Main Street, and that was known as Greeley Harris's restaurant. He was a Negro, but he ran the business, and as far as I can recall, he had all white
Could you tell me where about how, idea where that located, that restaurant's located?
Long, as well as I can recall, long about where the, what's the name of it?
William Breedlove?
Oh, no.
Furniture store?
Wait a minute. Mm-mm. It's on Main Street. What's the name of that little drug store? Right there near Central Carolina Bank. Scotty's.
Okay.
Right, long in that.
That's where it was.
I wouldn't say that was a spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was near there.
Do you know what was up from that restaurant? Could you name something that was in that block other than that?
Well,
clothing stores or any blacks having a business on that street?
No, I don't remember no Negro business, but I remember a Bill and Shamley had a hardware store.
Was it black or white?
It was white.
Mm-hmm. Where did you buy your clothes at? From white or black when you was in
white?
This?
Who else? Well, I bought them there. Lord, I forgot that thing was off.
Did you ever hear of Johnny Kingsburg? What was Johnny Kingsburg?
I don't know. I just heard the name. I don't know.
Did he ever have or drive a taxi cab?
I don't know. What,
okay, you never heard of nothing. Did you hear of Johnny dying in jail? Was hung in the jailhouse?
No.
You never heard of that?
Mm.
Okay. Did you know who was the first black magistrates in this town, or did you hear of one? Did you know it was one in here? You ever heard of Willie Moss?
No.
You didn't know he was the first black magistrate here? You never heard of that? Okay. Do you want to tell me something else about downtown?
I believe that, well, let's go to the fire department.
Okay.
They had a very, very active Negro fire department.
Okay.
And it was active.
It was? Was that the only black fire department in town?
Oh, yes. They don't have that now.
But all blacks was on it.
Oh, yes. Now, they didn't, they had a little truck. They worked up to getting a little truck. But before then, they used that, but mostly they just, wherever they were, they come to the firehouse and hop on the big one.
The way we do now. You don't know. Okay.
I didn't know the Negroes have anything to do with it.
No, but that's the way they do that.
I know the other.
Okay. Could you name some of the firemen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Will Burrow.
Okay.
His house is right across from Cooper's store.
Okay.
Will Burrow. No, who else can I think of?
Was it Mac Jones?
Not in my day.
Okay.
Let me see, what kind of Mayo was that? What, Mr. Mayo?
Walt Lee?
Not Walter's daddy. Was it John? Now, Walt Lee can tell you. That's kind of his uncle name that lived on.
Was Mr. Cruz one? Jerome Cruz one?
I don't remember. I believe he was. Do you have his name?
You the first that ever told me about the fire department.
No, I don't believe so. I remember Will Burrow. Long ago. And they were dedicated to it, too. I don't remember.
You can't remember? Okay. Can you remember the market where you went to buy food at?
Yes.
Who ran that market? Tell me
You mean Meat Market?
Yes.
Mr. George Burrow. That was Will Burrow's brother, George Burrow.
And where was that at?
It was up there, not far from Hardy, where Hardy is now, a little farther up the street, but on that same side, right in there somewhere.
He ran it. What kind of market was it? What did he sell in it? Fish, food?
Yeah, fish.
Mm-hmm. Fish market?
Meat. Seafood and meat.
Was it a white fish market here, meat market, too, or everybody went to the same man?
Yeah, it was a white one here. That was Turner, yeah.
But
he got a lot of trade. And then that was another one, Negro one.
Where?
That was Mr. Sanford, Major Sanford ran one. And that was on Penn Avenue.
On Penn Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that. Where was it at?
You don't know where Penn Avenue is?
Yes, I know where Penn Avenue is, but where about over there?
It was long about what is now? Things have changed, so. What's on the corner? Warehouse?
Yes.
All right, go on up a little farther. That's a little farther toward the church.
No.
That's a little bit farther. for the church, and the area that I've got.
Okay.
Like the Measles dwelling house on that place.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Mr.
Major Sanford.
Major Sanford ran a market.
Mm-hmm.
George Burrow ran a market.
Right.
Okay.
Another one.
Where was
Ed Ridley.
Okay. Where was that located?
On Wall Street. That's up in there somewhere. Not exactly Wall Street.
Was that market down where the fire department was?
I believe, looked like to me, Major Sanford did have his market down there one time.
I'm talking about
Ed Ridley.
Ridley.
Right. That's where it was first.
Wasn't Ed Ridley down there?
That's where he was. Right.
And who else was down there with Ed Ridley?
I don't know. Nothing of that.
You don't know? Mm. Was Sam Small down there?
I don't know. I didn't know him.
Was Solomon down there?
I don't know.
Or George Burrow down there?
No, George Burrow had his own.
What about Willis Moss?
Willis what?
Willis Moss.
I didn't know.
So all you remember is Ed Ridley that had a...
He was proprietor, yeah. That's all.
Was it stall lot? You rent a stall, or was it a big market open lot?
Big market, open building. Old building.
That's where everybody went to shop.
Well, everybody what?
Went to buy groceries and buy...
What, at Ed Ridley? No, I wouldn't say everybody.
Oh, you had some more?
Now, sure. Just like when you don't get all your clothes William Ridley.
Okay. What about... The movie Opera House. Can you tell me anything about the opera?
Well, the Opera House was down there near where the fire department.
How you spell that Opera House? You all spell
O-P-E-R-A.
Okay, who ran that Opera House? Who was?
I don't know.
Is that what y'all call a movie theater?
No, not then. No, it had a big auditorium, and they would have different. Companies to come here, you know, stage shows and things like that. And then another thing, now I was a little thing at the greatest school, and we didn't have an auditorium worth anything. And so when we had our final commencement, that's where we had it. The children had to parade down to the opera house, and we had our commencements down there until we got a big auditorium.
But you never went to any entertainments in the opera house?
Yeah, I've been to some.
Didn't they show movies?
Well, if it did, I didn't go. I was a little girl.
You was a little girl then?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear talk of a Royster or Eli Royster or Royster guy take pictures? Do you know who the first black that was taking pictures in your day? Right, was in your day?
Hughley Tyler, H-U-G-H-L-E-Y. Hewlett Tower.
He was the photographer then. Well, that you, the first one you knew.
I can recall. I'm first Negro.
Can you tell me anything about him?
Well, he was a home fellow. This was his home. And he was very fine. Married and had a family, but they moved, they moved to Boston.
They moved to Boston.
Uh-huh.
Was there. You ever heard talk of Nellie Royster? That ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
Nellie Royster?
Oh, Nellie, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Nellie Royster's son take pictures? Didn't he used to be a photographer?
I didn't know she had a son.
Where did she live?
She lived down toward where you live.
A house used to be back over there where the fields, back in the back.
Somewhere in there.
She had a son, was a photographer.
Well, I didn't know it.
He was the first one.
Is that right? Well, that was
I thought so. That's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. You ever remember a big event going at the orphanage once a year where everybody
right.
go? Tell
right.
me about that. And who some of the speakers that came there?
I don't know.
What did y'all call it?
What did we call it?
What did you call that day down the orphanage?
Let me see. Anniversary
day.
Anniversary of the orphanage. That's right.
Everybody carried lunches and bags and picnic
that's right.
bags.
That's right. Everybody.
Tell me who was there. Tell me what did
I
you do
know.
When you get there.
I don't know who was there, but anyhow, they had what I'm gonna say, booths, and you could go down there if you want to run a booth. You know, put you up a little stand. You put it up yourself and sell ice cream and drinks and watermelon slices and things like that. And I would have one over there and somebody else like that, you know, they made good money. Of course, you had to pay for your spot, you know, down there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a day of fellowship.
Was Mr. Shepherd that in, or
no, no.
Mr. Cheatham? Tell me about him. Who were some of the speakers Mr. Cheatham
would
have?
I don't know. I don't know. I was a child. And all I was interested in was just floating over the ground.
How long did it last? How many years did it before they cut it out?
Oh, well, it lasted a long time. I don't know. I don't know how long it lasted. I guess to my knowledge, it lasted 20 years. I don't know how much longer.
How did y'all get there?
Most of the time we walked. Didn't have many cars.
You walked down there?
Mm-hmm.
And,
and then sometimes my adopted father had a car, but it was so dangerous, you know,
mm-hmm.
and had a dirt road, not one paved anything. Dust was so bad and all like that. So we just make little shortcuts to go through that way somehow. Walk on down and spend the day and come back. And some of that money, of course, as I said, as far as the orphanage was concerned, they have a guest speaker, and the auditorium would be filled up with people, and of course they'd lift an offering, you know, for the children. And then I know you want to know where the money came in on this. It was a money-making project, too,
mm-hmm.
because if you had a booth over here, and I had one, you had to pay for that space. So the orphanage got a right nice little rake-off from it. Plus the fact people from all over the state got a chance to look around and see what was happening, you know.
Did your adopted father go with you down there? Did
he ever
participate?
Yeah.
Now, what was his full name?
Henry. I won't give you all the name because it's Reverend Henry Jenkins. Yeah, I didn't go if they didn't go.
Would you consider him as an outstanding leader in that time in Oxford that was dedicated to the county?
Yes, in his way. Now, he was this type of a man. He was just as good as gold. I'm not saying it because he was my adopted father. But he was a few words, you know. He wasn't this outgoing type. But he stood for what he believed was right. And for 18 years, he pastored Penn Avenue Church. We have a window down there now in memory of him and his wife. But he wasn't a radical person.
Where was Penn Avenue Church at when he pastored?
Look where it is now.
Was it brick or
no,
wood frame?
No, not the frame building.
And he was an outstanding gentleman in the community.
Oh, yeah. He stood for what was right, nothing else.
What do you think about the comparative leadership then in the last 30 years? Is it any comparison in the last 30 years to back then with Dr. Shaw,
when you consider the times, it's a radical difference. Because what I want to say is things now that are done, and people pass them up as though they're nothing. Then society frowned on it. It wouldn't accept it. So you see, it's just a different age. That's all. Just a different age. But things were much better. Much better. People, I don't know, everything was just different. The society was on a how much higher plane than what it is now. And give me the good old days all the time.
Uh-huh.
But we have to go along with the times. Things that we frowned on, or that they frowned on way back there. And now, they say, well, so what? Everybody else is doing it. But still, to me, it doesn't make it right. But
uh-huh.
that's the way it was.
And would you like to see Oxford have leadership like it had back in those days?
Oh, yes, I love it. And we had so many leaders. For example, if you wanted to, well, we had Christian leaders, we had political leaders, you know, and just different ones like that. If I wanted a position in a school, in one of the schools, which most likely would have been the greatest school, because Mary Potter was a private school then, run by the Presbyterian Board. But if I want a position in the greatest school, there was certain men, certain key men in my race that I could go to. And they speak for me. They think it's no more than what you should do. Her father's a respectable man, so is her mother. And she's a respectable girl. And we want her placed in the great school just as soon as there's a vacancy. And their words, what they said, had weight.
And we lost all that political clout now.
Well, I wouldn't say we lost it all, but I'm telling you, we lost a whole lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
The people here now, the Negroes, well, one thing about Oxford and Granville County, ever since I knew anything about it, the Negroes really rallied for education. This is an educational county.
Mm-hmm.
But and I say that to say this, even now we have more educated people now because so many kids go to college. And then, when I was growing up, it's just every now and then that you hear, oh, her son is going to college. See, they couldn't afford it. So among the Negroes, they've always held a high standard educationally.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you know anything? Did Dr. Anderson participate with your stepfather in anything?
Well, in a little way. You know, they didn't have much in common. He was a physician. My stepfather was a minister. And by the way, my adopted father, rather. And he was the only tinsmith in town.
Tell me about that. What's a tinsmith?
People used to put tin roofs on their houses. You don't see much of that now. And on churches and things like that, all right. That went in his line. Installing and repairing furnaces. Mm-hmm. That was in his line. If you want to put your stove, put up a stove, and you want a piece of tin to go under it to keep it from catching, the house from catching a fire, he furnished that. And all those things.
What about blacksmith? Did you ever remember a blacksmith?
Yeah. Now, Ms. Payne's brother ran a most outstanding one. Right behind what you might say this Greeley Harris restaurant uptown. And he was outstanding.
Was anyone else in there with him? Do you know who was in there with him?
She can tell you. I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, Tom Curran.
Okay.
A man by the name of Tom Curran.
Was Mr. Hunt a good carpenter? Did he build any buildings? Can you remember any buildings he built in Oxford?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Hunt.
What Hunt?
To Black, or Mrs. Payne's father, was he a Hunt or a Hicks?
No, he was a Hicks.
Can you remember any buildings? Anything?
I don't remember any, but he was an outstanding carpenter.
He were?
I was little and I didn't, you know, pay too much attention, but he was an outstanding carpenter.
Did you ever hear anything about Lynch's Hill when you was a little girl? Anybody ever tell you about Lynch's Hill up there where Miss Payne come from? Did you ever hear the story
about
it?
I heard of it. Mm-hmm.
You never heard the story behind it?
Oh, I heard a little something.
Okay.
I just missed things like that from my mind.
What a-